We are up to Perek Mem Dalid, Pasuk Chof Aleph. Zuchar Eile Yaakov Yisrael Ki Avdiyot. Remember this. Now, what is he addressing us to remember? All of the matters of the previous psukim of Avodah Zarah, not to be foolish and worship wood, metal, and the like. Look at the Mitzudas, David Pasuk Chafal Zuchar Eli Yaakov, Im Ho'ev De'Kachav Lo Yavinu Azos. If the idolaters don't understand everything that I've mentioned above in the previous psukim, that it's foolish to worship an object which man has created. The object is no better, the creation is no better than the creator. And how could it be that a piece of wood, half of it is used to serve dinner, to heat up your dinner, and the other half is used to use it in the Avodah Zarah? If the idolaters are foolish and do not understand this, but you, my Klal Yisrael, my nation, I have higher expectations, you at least should remember these words and realize that this is foolish. One more time, the words. However, Ato Yaakov, at least you, my nation, Yaakov, Zuchor Eile Hadvarim V'lo Tispateh Acharem, do not be enticed to follow idols. Ki Avdi Ato, you are my servant, V'lo Eved Ho'elil, you are not a servant of a god. Okay, back to the Pasuk. So Zuchor Eile Yaakov, Yisrael, in Yisrael, remember this, Ki, because Avdi Ato, you are my servant, Yitzarticha, I have created you, Eved Li. I feel it. Avdi Ato, you are my servant. Yitzarticha, I have formed you. Evidently, as a servant to me, Ato, you are. Yisrael lo sino sheni, do not forget me. Sino sheni means to forget. Do not forget this that I have instructed you. Do not lo tishkocheni. So this is Hashem is look at the Mitzudos, Yitzircha Avdili, Berasicha Liosli, that I have created you so that you be a servant for me. Lachain Ata Yisrael Lo Tishchein, therefore I command you, being that I have created you as my servant, Hashem is commanding us, Lo Sino Sheni, do not forget me. It's a word which means forget. Pasuk Chof Beis, this is the famous Pasuk, we say this on Yom Kippur, over and over again. Mochisicha of Pishuecha, I have erased, like a cloud, your sins, just like a cloud. When the wind comes, the wind blows away the cloud. So too, if you are mired with sin, Hashem says, "I will blow, and the sin will disappear." Like a cloud, two different words. An of and an will explain the difference in a moment. I have erased like a cloud your sins, and an chatasecha shuv elai, return to me kigi alticha, because I have redeemed you from death, and brought you into life. Perfect for Yom Kippur. Now, what is the difference between an of and an onan? An of is thick. An onan is thin. There are two words. These were of is mashed with the word pishoecha, and onan is mashed with the word chatesecha. A pesha is a sin that is done b'mezid, a sin that is committed with will. A chet is a sin that is done accidentally, inadvertently. So when it comes to a pesha, the person is wicked, he does a sin l'hachis, then the sin is worse. It's called an ov, a thick cloud. There's thickness. It's not so easy for the wind to blow and to push away a thick cloud. It takes a lot more wind, a lot more effort. But a chet, a sin that's committed accidentally, there was no intent, it was just an accident, person is not 100% innocent. If a person commits a sin by accident, he needs to bring a carbon, because it shows that he was not careful enough. Had he been a pure tzaddik, it would never have happened that he did a sin even by accident. So he does need atonement, and the sin is compared to an onan, which is thinner relative to an off. Yeah. They come back. So we're not focusing on coming back. We're hoping that they do not come back.
What I'm saying is he's using things that
come and go. Yeah. Both ways.
Yeah.
Both ways. They come and go. Okay, but here we're focusing on it disappearing. A sin is a pesha and an onan, compared to a pesha and onan. And Hashem says, do tshuva, and I will cause these things to blow away. The wind will come and they will blow away. And this is... Shalom Aleichem, we missed you.
Good to see you back.
Good to be back.
He's back with a tan, too.
Okay, Pasuk Chav Gimel. Ronu Shamayim Ki Asa Hashem. Heaven, the heavens should sing because Asa Hashem, because Hashem has created the heavens. Hariu Tachtios Oretz. Hariu means to sing. It parallels the word Ronu. Tachtios Oretz means the earth, the lower earth. We have the heavens and the earth. They also should bring forth shouts of joy. Pitzchu Harim Rina. The mountains should break forth with song. Yahar, the forest, v'chol eitzba, all of the trees in the forest, kigol Hashem Yaakov, Hashem Hashem Yaakov, Yisrael Yispo'ar, and he has glorified himself in his nation, Yisrael. So this, of course, refers to the time when HaKadosh Baruch Hu will forgive us from sin and redeem us. Okay, Pasuk of Dalit, Koyama Hashem Goyalecha, so says Hashem Yeridimu v'yotzercha, and Mibaten, the one that has formed you from the womb. The Medrash says, Rashi, the Medrash refers to Yaakov and Esav. Hashem has already prepared us from the womb of Rivka. Vayisraitetzu habonim bikirba. That is what Rashi here says. V'yoytzercha mibaten mi'oz v'yisraitetzu habonim bikirba. Hayisilcha le'ezra uv'icharticha. Hashem, from the very beginning of our nationhood, has, from the beginning of our existence, has protected us and guard us. You created me, but from the womb. Anochi Hashem, I am Hashem. I have made all. I have spread out the heavens alone. Rokah haaretz meiti. The earth has been plated, has been laid out. This all has come from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I am the creator of everything. Pasuk Chafei, Mefer Osos Badim. This is perfect for this week's parash. This parash we'll see in the Medrash. The Medrash interprets this pasuk entirely in regard to Bilam and Balak. But here, simply it means the word Badim is found in a few places in Yeshayah. It means fabrication. Bada Milibo. Someone that fabricates, makes things up from his heart. And it's used in the Sefer Yeshayah in reference to lies. Lo Chein Badav. I think it says it about Moav, their lies are not true. Their fabrications are incorrect. So here, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going back to the theme of Avodah Zarah and is telling us that the signs of the Badim, these Avodah Zarah, if they produce what appears to be Osos, it's only through the Koach of Tuma, through magic, and it's lies, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu will ultimately annul their signs. The kosimim, those that deal with this type of avodah zara, where they communicate with the dead or with spirits of unholy sources, the kosimim yeholel, and the kosimim is foolishness. Yeholel lashon of inyan shtus. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the kosimim of HaKadosh Baruch Hu causes those who communicate with the dead to become foolish. Meshiv Chachamim Achar, HaKadosh Baruch Hu causes that their wise, simply this pasuk means the wise of the nations of the world who are involved with forms of Avodah Zarah, he causes their wisdom to turn back, they become foolish, V'datam Yisakel, and their minds, their intellect becomes foolish. So this pasuk, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, is basically, this is saying, is that the those who worship idols will become fools. Their intellect, their knowledge will fall away. Let's see the Mitzvah inside Pasuk Chafei. Mefer Mevatel Oisos Shel Choyzeh HaKachavim. It says in the Mitzvah that HaKadosh Baruch Hu will annul the signs of those who look in the stars, the stargazers, V'lo Yekein, whatever they say, all their predictions that look in the stars will not come to be. And we'll go and see Rashi, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu will go and whatever you see in the stars, it's not a guarantee, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu can change things in the Pamalya Shel Maila. Let's first of the Mitzvah, we'll see Rashi, V'chosim Yeholel, Mated Meshate Das HaKadosh. HaKadosh Baruch Hu causes the knowledge of the Kaisim to become foolish. Yeholel, he causes their intellect to become foolish. V'lo yu'ilu bipuloseha, and their actions, all of their actions are worthless. Meshiv chachamim achar, lefish derech chachamim lishakim, b'chol pam yoser, omar shamoka meshiv chacham lo'ocha, HaKadosh Baruch Hu caused their wisdom to turn back, or to lema shemish datfim, shemish Shemesh Tapshim, they will become foolish. Umas Avdim Minachokma Vinasim Sakolim, they'll become fools. Now let's see here the Rashi. Now I'll tell you a Medrash and then an idea. Pasuk of Hein Rashi, Mefer Oisos Habadim, Lufi Shani Notisi Shemaim, because Hashem says, I have created the heavens and the earth, is a continuation of the previous Pasuk, being that I created the heavens and the earth, I have the power to cause, to do anything. And Yachal Lofer Oisam, whatever they see in the stars, the signs that they see in the constellations is meaningless, because since I, Hashem, have created the stars and the constellations, I can cause there to be a change when I want.
They read the stars correctly.
That's right. They read the stars correctly.
But Hashem changes.
Like we find by Paro. Paro says to Moshe Rabbeinu, I see in the stars blood. If you go to the desert, there's going to be trouble.
Right.
And he was right. There was trouble. There was the Egel. There was rebellion. But through the tefillah of Moshe Rabbeinu, through the process of tshuva, we were able to overcome what otherwise would have been. Badim, here comes, here's how Rashi defines clearly these words, Badim, heim hachoizim mekuchavim, al yidei oisos hashemayim, v'al shem shepamim harbi, yishem mechazvim. Badim means a fabrication, a lie. And here it's a borrowed term. Badim, in this pasuk, parallels the word koisim. We know that koisim means a person that communicates with the dead. They bring up the dead and they speak with them, and the dead somehow have knowledge about what's going on in the other world. It's not perfect knowledge. It's not true knowledge. Things can change. But here in this pasuk, due to the similar style of the repetition, the doubling of the expressions, the words parallel one another. And being that the word badim is a match for the word kaismim, so we have to understand what the word badim means. Badim literally means a fabrication, a lie. But that's not what it means here. Because here it must match the word kaismim. So the answer is, it means people who look into the stars to predict the future. The Al Shem. It depends. Sometimes yes, sometimes not. I don't know. It's very complicated. When it comes to communicating with the dead, that definitely is a chi of misa. That's not necessarily avodah zarah. To communicate with the dead is not avodah zarah. It's you're not worshiping anything. It's a separate prohibition that a person is not allowed to communicate with the dead through this technique called oviyadon. How then did Shol HaMelech do so? Shol HaMelech, that's a very difficult question. I don't know the answer. And you have to look at the Mepharshim, what it says there. But that appears to be explicitly a Farish in the Torah, you're not allowed to do so. It's not Avodah Zarah. That is a separate prohibition to communicate with the dead through the Koyach of Ovi. You don't, you're doing things with your elbows and banging your hands in a certain way and bringing a bone stone and so forth. Then there's something else, looking into the stars, into the constellation, going to one of these stargazers. What?
Astrologers,
and they'll tell you what's going to be in the future. It's a big, big business today, and it's not necessarily wrong. People can read your palm. That's what your natural would happen if you would not make use of the koyach hatzvila, especially when it comes to klal yisrael ein mazal yisrael. So here, that's what we say badim. Why they call badim? Shem shepamim harbi, shem mechazvim. Since many times the stargazers, they lie. They know they see something, but if they give their clients an evil report, they're not going to receive a good fee. They're not going to make a parnasa. So they have no choice but to lie. That's why it's a borrowed term, karna sambadin, they're called liars. Now, Rashi goes for why also are they called liars? Even though sometimes they do, when the interpretation is correct, HaKadosh Baruch Hu changes things. Shani machlif hasarim shalomala. Hashem says, I change the princes in heaven, the officers, the pamali shalomala. V'toyin elu hanish olam mohem. And the people that come and ask advice from these astrologers make mistakes. Since the astrologers of Babel will look into the stars to predict the future, Kamoshu Omer, it says later in Perek Mem Zayin, Yamdu no v'yoshi ucha. If Hashem says that I will annul their signs, what they see will not come to be. Just like the Egyptian astrologers, Hashem annulled their predictions. The same thing will be when it comes to those that live in Bavel, when it comes to their destruction, when it comes to their predictions about the Jewish people. So that's what Bada means. That's one interpretation. Now let's see the Medrash. The Medrash interprets the entire pasuk in reference to this week's parasha to Moav and Bilam. Now, what does that mean? Let me read you the word for word what it says here. Dover acher mefer osos badim zes sichon v'og. Now, if we go along the parasha, you read the Rashi very carefully. Why did Balak hire Bilam? What was the problem? No one was coming to bother him. Klal Yisrael is not allowed to bother Moav and Moav. So why was he so afraid? The answer is because he saw what Bnei Yisrael did to Sichon and Og. Now, what was significant about Sichon and Og? They were called the doorway, the entranceway to Eretz Yisrael. And a doorway is called a board. Here, let me read, Mefer osos badim zes Sichon v'Og shoyu badehem. Sichon and Og, those two nations, on the Aver Hayarden, on the west side of the Yarden, were badehem. The east side of the Yarden, they were the badehem. Badehem means the boards. Badehem of a means a board. The berichem, the bars. You cannot enter through the door if you put a crossbar to prevent the door from opening. So the entranceway to Eretz Yisrael was from east going to west. You have to cross over the Yarden. They were the bars on the doorway that led into Eretz Yisrael. So no one would be able to penetrate this doorway. Yet Klal Yisrael was able to do so. So one more time. So Mefer Osos Badim Zesichnu Og Shoyu Badayim Shal Malchi Kanan Shehim Shomrim Al Eretz Kanan Mibnei Oyvehem Kabriya Chazeh. Like this crossbar, Shnoil Esadelas Milakonis, which prevents you from entering the Koisman. When it says here that the Koisman Yehalel Zebilam Ubalak, this refers to Bilam and Balak Shnos Arvu BeKismehem. They got together with their different forms of Kesem, a magic, and they predicted. They tried to curse Klal Yisrael with all this type of magic, and Hashem says Meshiv Chachamim Achar. Also referring to them, to Bilam and Balak, HaKadosh Baruch Hu caused them to become foolish. The Ziknei Midian, like this is in this parasha, that Balak consulted with the Ziknei Midian, and they were foolish in their attempt to hire Bilam, so that he, through Kesem, should curse Klal Yisrael and prevent them from coming into Eretz Yisrael. So with that medrash, we can go back to the pasuk and read one more time. Pasuk Chaf Hei, Mefer Oso Spadim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu will annul the signs of the Badim, referring to Sichon v'Og. This, that Bnei Yisrael was able to overcome the Badim, the signs of the Badim, and due to that, they went and they hired the Koismim Yehollel. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, do not worry about this. I will cause them to become foolish. I'll annul their plans, and I'll cause them to go back. So that's another interpretation of what it means, Badim, what it alludes to in this pasuk. Either Badim simply refers to, there are three different, we'll come away with three different translations for the word Badim. Either it means simply lies, fabrications, which then is borrowed by Rashi to refer to people that look into the stars to predict the future, and they're called liars because HaKadosh Baruch Hu at his will changes current events, changes world events. And the other interpretations that it refers, it alludes to Sichon v'Og. They were the Badim, which means the Brichim, the crossbars which prevented people from coming into Eretz Yisrael. Bnei Yisrael, when they came out of the Midbar, they conquered Sichon v'Og, and now we're about to enter into Eretz Yisrael. And Moav was terrified. They consulted with Midian, who were considered to be the Chachamim, and Hashem annulled all of their plans, what happened with regard to the Badim, the Koismim, and the Chachamim. The Badim is Sichon v'Og, the Koismim is Bilam, and the Chachamim is Midian, the Ziknei Midian, that were the elders that were consulted to assist Moav. Okay, Pasuk Chavav. I don't know, there's one more idea. And this idea, you mentioned to me, you want to know about Das Torah. Right, Das Torah. Now, I don't know. I didn't get a chance to look into this, but there's an expression somewhere. I don't know where this is. Someone wrote this in one of the papers recently. He quoted this. He says, "Das Bala Bayis Hepuch Mi Das Torah." There's such an expression that the das of a Bala Bayis, a person that is not heavily steeped in Torah is the opposite of Das Torah. Now, Das Torah is a very abused term. What does it mean, Das Torah? Das Torah simply means what it says in Shulchan Aruch. That's simply what it means. Now that obviously there's a lot more to it. It means what it doesn't say in Shulchan Aruch. There are questions which are political in nature, and it's not explicit in Shulchan Aruch, should we do this, should we do this? So today, the way it's interpreted is that the person is immersed in Torah, Yomam V'Layla, he becomes a living Shulchan Aruch, he becomes a living Sefer Torah, and if you'll ask him a question that does not appear, it's not clear-cut in Shulchan Aruch, to do like this or to do like this, being that he is immersed 100% in Torah, Yomam V'Layla, for 50, 60, 70, 80 years, when you'll ask him a question that's not halachic in nature, his mind is a mind of Torah and will give you advice of what the Torah wants. I think that's pretty much how Das Torah is interpreted today in a very loose... So then there's an expression called that Das Baal HaBayis, a person who is not immersed in Torah, a very fine person, person that Shomer Torah Mitzvahs, all of his children are in Kollel, and Baruch Hashem, he is from those that are fortunate to be Nenem Yegias Kaplan, Ashrecha V'toivach, but he's not immersed. It's not what he does. He learns every day. He learns a short period of time. He's busy with other very important things. If you'll ask him the same question, should you do this, should you do that, the result will be the opposite of what someone who doesn't take his head out of the Gemara, if you can find such people today, who don't take the head out of the Gemara for 50 years. They haven't taken the head out of the Gemara every single day of their life. They've spent 18 hours learning Torah. It's very hard to find such people that even exist. 18 hours a day for 50 years, they have Das Torah. But someone else who's not like that, it will be the opposite. Now, where does it say this? Someone recently, one of the papers, actually wrote that line in the paper, in a column. And then there was a letter to the editor. I challenge you to find me where it says this. Where? Show me where it says this expression. Chazal, Das Baal HaBayis Hepuch Mi Das Torah. So now, studying, preparing these psukim, I saw, and I have a sefer called Biuri HaChasidus on Tanakh. They have nice little verloch from different Hasidic sources. And that's really what he says here in this pasuk. That's how he interprets this pasuk loosely. Meishiv chachamim ochar v'datam yisakel. That those that are on the other side of the chachamim, this pasuk, in its, remember we spoke about this yesterday, the pshat of this pasuk refers to the chachamim, the wise men of Midian, of Ovdei Avodah Zarah, people that worship Avodah Zarah, but are acknowledged to be extremely intelligent, due to their worship of Avodah Zarah, they become foolish. They were born with great minds. They have many degrees. They're recognized as being brilliant people. But what do? Every single day they worship idols. That will cause them to lose their minds. That's the simple interpretation. Meishiv chachamim mochar. HaKadosh Baruch Hu will cause that people that are truly chachamim will cause them to turn backwards, will cause their chochmah to go away, to disappear. They'll become fools. V'datam yisakel, and their intellect will be foolish. They will be acknowledged at the end of their lives as a bunch of idiots. Because why? How could that possibly be? They start out wise. It's because of the influence of Avodah Zarah. That is the simple interpretation. However, others interpret this out of context. Chachamim refers to Talmidei Chachamim. Talmidei Chachamim. The real deal. Real Talmidei Chachamim. Then there are those that are Achor, on the other side of Talmidei Chachamim. People that are not Talmidei Chachamim, but stand back and look at Talmidei Chachamim. Relative to the Chachamim, v'datam yisakel. Their knowledge is foolish. In other words, Das Baal HaBayis Hepuch Midas Torah. Okay, it's playing around with the pasuk a little bit, but that's what it says. Let's go further. Pasuk Chavav. Make him Devar Avdo. HaKadosh Baruch Hu will establish the word of his servant. Atzas Malachav Yashlim. Hashem will establish the word of his... What? It's in the Sefer Biuri HaChasidus L'Tanach. I don't remember. Every word is from a different source.
And
it's called. That's what the Sefer is called. Biuri HaChasidus. It's a popular Sefer. Biuri HaChasidus L'Tanach. He has another Sefer, Biur HaChasidus LeTalmud, Shas. So this is so he quotes that idea that Chachamim is Talmidei Chachamim, Ochar, those that are on the, against, I guess, I really didn't say it correctly, because Das, when we explain this idea, Das Baal Bayis Hebech Midas Torah, that refers to good people, people that are Shomer Torah Mitzvos. I think what he's really referring to is Ochar, those people that are Kineged, those people that are Lahachas, that... antagonists to Talmidei Chachamim, people that criticize Talmidei Chachamim, they, that Tom Yisakel, they will become foolish. Pasuk Chavav, make him the Varav HaKadosh Baruch Hu will establish the word of his servant. V'atzas Malachav Yashlim HaKadosh Baruch Hu will, Yashlim, will complete the counsel of his messengers. So the messenger over here corresponds to the word Eved. Ha'oimer liYushlaim Tushav, Hashem says to Yushlaim Tushav, it will be inhabited, it will be, people will return to the city. Ulaar Yehuda Tiboti Bo Neno, it will be rebuilt. V'chorvosecha Akoimem, and the ruins will be established. So let's see the pasuk. Let's see over here. Let's first see the mitzudos. Then we'll see Rashi, because Rashi is very midrashic. Rashi pasuk Chavav, make him midvar avdai. Fascinating mitzudos. Ze Yeshayahu. Over here, the word of his servant Yeshayah is speaking. And Yeshayah is saying Hashem will establish, he's quoting himself. It's very unique. Yeshayah is quoting himself. Hashem will establish the word of his servant. Who is Hashem's servant? Me. I'm his servant. Is that the right thing for a person to say about himself that he's a servant? Okay, but it's prophecy. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, so this is Yeshayah. V'atzas malachav. Who are the messengers? Heima yeser hanavim, the other prophets. Ha'oimer, next words in the Mitzudas, Ha'oimer Asher kol echad mehem niba v'omar, all of the prophets said the same thing, that the day will come when Yerushalayim will be rebuilt, when Mashiach will come. V'om ba'avur Yerushalayim shetia miyusheves be'anoshem, ba'avur ara Yehuda asher tiena b'nuyos achar ma'polas bavel. He is predicting the future. People don't even want to hear what he has to say, because right at this point in time, Yerushalayim is still established. At this point in time, there is a Beis HaMikdash. But he's telling the people that it's going to be a Churban. A Bavel will come. The Nebuchadnezzar will come. And he will destroy the Beis HaMikdash in 125 years. And then, after it will be destroyed, then there will be 70 years later, Bavel will be destroyed by Modai and Paras, and it will be rebuilt, it will be reestablished at the time of the Bayis Sheni. And the time of the Bayis Sheni was really meant to be the time of Mashiach, but that did not happen. That is the symbol. So therefore, that's what it says, that don't worry, the time will come when Yerushalayim, the word of the servants of Yeshayah and the other Nevi'im will be true, and Yerushalayim will be rebuilt, and the Ori Yehud will be established, will be built, and all of the ruins will be established. Three different expressions. There is Yerushalayim, Ori Yehuda, and there are the what's called the V'chor V'yisach. It's not exactly sure why we have, what is the significance of these three things. The ruins, Yerushalayim, and the Ori Yehuda, but all three will be rebuilt and reestablished. Rashi says something very interesting, which I want to use later when we do the parasha. Rashi says that the word Avdo refers to Moshe, not Yeshayah.
It was called Moshe Avdi.
Moshe, Yaminu B'Hashem, Moshe Avdo, Eved Hashem. That was the Hesped that Hashem gave. Vayom Hashem Moshe Eved Hashem. Moshe is the servant of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. V'Atzas Malachov. And what is the Atzas Malachov? This is the Malach that told Yaakov, your name will one day be changed to Yisrael. So a whole different interpretation according to Rashi. Rashi is heavily taken from the Medrash. And so let's see Rashi inside. Make him the Rav of Moshe. V'atzas malachav malach echad amal Yaakov v'Yisrael yeshmecha. Your name will be Yisrael. V'kiyamti devarav. Hashem says that it was true. The malach Hashem appeared later on when Yaakov, when he crossed the river. V'kiyamti devarav afkan. It's just like that came true. All of the words of Moshe Rabbeinu came true, so to all of the words Afkan Akai Matzas Nidiai Hoimer Al Yusham Tushav, so to what?
They even give you the
Nevi'i, Nevi'i, so to all of my prophets, their words will be true that the Yerushalayim will be built. So just that's how Rashi learns, just like in the past. Make him Dvar Avdeh. Just like in the past, the words of Moshe were established. And just like the Atzas Malach of Yashtim. And just like when the Malach told Yaakov that his name will be changed from Yaakov to Yisrael, it came true. So too, it will be true. Ha'imel Yushlaim Tushav Ula'ar Yehuda Tibonena V'choy Vosecha Akoimeim. That also will be true. Those things will be true. Pasuk Chav Zayin. Now there's a Medrash, which I'll come to a little bit later on when we do the Chumash. Pasuk Chav Zayin. Ha'imel Atzula Chor Ravi. Here he's referring to the destruction of Babel. Do not be afraid, although it's true that Yerushalayim will be destroyed. But do not worry, the nation that destroys the Beis HaMikdash, they will be destroyed. And they are called the Tzula. The Tzula means the swamp. And we know Babel is called a swampland. That is where all of the dead of the Babel died, were buried. That's where they landed, because they are that Babel is the lowest of all of the lands, at least in the Middle East. The one that says to the swamp ish charavi, it shall be destroyed. Your rivers, it's a very moist land. The Nile, then the Nile, then the Euphrates. There are many rivers that run through that land. All of those rivers will dry up, which means that their source of sustenance will come to an end. Who will be the one that will destroy Babel? It will be Paras. Who is the king of Paras? Koresh. Ha'imer lechoresh. Roy, you are my shepherd. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted Koresh to inspire the Jewish people to return to Eretz Yisrael to rebuild the Beis HaMikdash, which indeed he did. And therefore Koresh is called the shepherd of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He'll be the shepherd for the Jewish people. Ha'imer lechoresh roi, you are my shepherd. V'chol chevtzi yashlem, and you will be the influence that will bring, you'll be the power that will bring to fruition all of my desires. V'leimar liyushalayim tibonah. You will be the one that will say to Yerushalayim, it shall be rebuilt. You will give permission to the Jewish people to return from Babel to Eretz Yisrael. Unfortunately, only a small amount, only 5% returned, only 43,000. V'heichol tivasinah. You'll be the one that will give permission for the heichol to be established. So this is the conclusion of this parak. Let's just see over here the Rashi. Ha'imel l'metzula, charavi. Ha'imel l'bavel, his yavshi, dry up. Bavel is called the tzula because it's a swampy land. V'naroseh ha'ivish, l'fish, l'hoye yeshavis, al'haros, medame, hadigas, uch, luseho, l'yoivish, because Bavel lives along the rivers. So when we describe its fall, its downfall, and the death of its armies and its people, we describe it in terms of a river drying up. Roi, Koresh was meant to be his Amelech Shaliach. HaKadosh Baruch Hu used Koresh to be the leader, agent of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, a world leader to rebuild the Bayis Sheni, which the real plan was that it should be the final Bayis, and it should be the beginning of the times of Mashiach. But unfortunately, that did not happen. Okay, so we'll stop here.
Is it Koresh or generic, like Pharaoh? Or is it specifically naming the guy who's going
to
do it?
I don't know exactly. So he's saying it specifically.
Because the other version has different names. So it's not a title.
So you mean he's actually telling you here the guy who's going to do it?
Yes.
Naming names.
There were two conversations. Where are there?